Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are at Fenway Park for day number one of the annual WEEI NESN Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. And with us now to share his story is cancer hero Kervin Alidor.
Thank you kindly.
And that's your self-designated title, and I like that.
Oh, I have a bunch of self-designated titles, so thank you for that one.
We've been talking a lot this morning with doctors and nurses about the work, the amazing work that is done at Dana-Farber, but probably nobody better to tell us about that than you and to share your experience. And you, I was reading about you, big hoop player, like myself. I played a little bit back at Neshoba Regional High School. Unfortunately, bad coaching led to an early end of my career. But you were playing basketball and had some pain in your leg and figured that you pulled a muscle or something like that. Tell us your story a little
bit. So I went to Northeastern, and they had a gym where everybody goes to play. Alumni, students who go there, et cetera, all different levels. So I was playing, and then after the game, I just felt some pain in my knees. I figured I twisted something, I hurt something, whatever. So, you stay off of it, you put some ice on it, should be feel better a few days later. A few days later, didn't feel better. A few days after that, didn't feel better. Took some Aleve, didn't feel better. And finally, I had a great friend who just said, you know what, I'm tired of this, and she dragged me to the hospital. And so we thought, I don't know, tore an ACL or something like that. And then they started running tests that didn't make any sense. Like, they did a sonogram, they did some blood work. And then, long story short, at the end of that night, I had been, unofficially diagnosed. And then they referred me to Dana-Farber. And then that's where I got my final diagnosis.
And your experience at Dana-Farber, I'm sure, is like almost everybody else that I've had the opportunity to talk to. The people there are extraordinary.
Oh, it's kind of like, I don't know, if you go to a Starbucks. You go to Starbucks A, you go to Starbucks B. One person really enjoys working there, and the other person doesn't. You feel the difference. The Jimmy Fund is like everybody is made of that first type. Like, everybody genuinely enjoys what they do. And it was weird at first because, like, I've never been somewhere like that before. Like, places I've worked, like, sometimes I've enjoyed it, my colleagues haven't, et cetera. But, like, everybody there is just really there to support you, to make sure you are taken care of physically and emotionally. Like, they don't ignore that part, which I would have. Like, even as the patient, I didn't think that was as important as it ended up being.
You are a hero, by the way, because you've had several reoccurrences.
Yeah. So my first time through Dana-Farber was, I think, 05, the summer of 06, actually. That's when I first found it in my leg. And then a year later, it came back in my lungs. And then we cleared it out and we were good for a few years. And in 2010, it came back again in my leg.
And are you just like enough? Like, I mean, I imagine you're sitting there and you're like, okay, I mean, I've done this now a couple times. Like, where do you find the strength to keep fighting?
Well, I have a really good support system. Like, my wife is great. My mom is great. My brother's great. My sister's great. Her kids are great. Like, there's a lot of people around me who support me, who helped me take care of the things that I can't do. And then also, the Jimmy Fund was like an extended family. Like, everybody in my immediate family knew everybody over at the Jimmy Fund who took care of me, who ran the resource center, things like that. So it was a lot of support.
Tell us a little bit, Kervin, about the type of interactions you had while you were getting your treatment, and what about Dana-Farber made the process and what you were going through a little bit easier for you?
Well, first of all, it's world-class treatment. So that's, I mean, there are smarter people than me who designate that, but Dana-Farber, Jimmy Fund are always at the top of the list for research, for treatment, et cetera. So for the objective things, they're just top class. But in terms of the people, like, everyone you meet has a smile. They joke with you. They get to know you. Like, I like to make fun of people, and
well, you'd fit right in with this group.
And if you condition, you have to take, you have to be able to take it in a Jimmy fun. Like just right now, when I walked in, people recognized me. They made jokes with me. Like everyone gets to know you. Like you're not patient number 175. You're Kervin. You're Greg. You're Joe, etc.
Yeah.
So all of the interactions I had with Jimmy Fun were great. Like my family likes it. Like even my wife didn't believe it because she had never been to this event when we first got together. So I was telling her like I don't want to say it was hard. Like, I'm not going to act like going through chemo, having the surgeries wasn't difficult. But I look back on my time fondly, like a lot of the other kids that were going through it. Like, we stay in touch. You know, we like each other's photos on Instagram. And I fondly remember my time there because of the people there.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, it seems like from a patient perspective, you have the opportunity. You were a little bit older. How old were you when you were diagnosed?
Oh, we're going there. Okay. 20.
20. Well, no, I'm not saying you're. Look at me. I'm 52. I'm old. You're not old. You get the opportunity to kind of be there for the younger patients while you're there at Dana-Farber as well, which I think is a really, really unique opportunity.
It was a very unique opportunity, but for the first time in my life, I'm not going to take too much credit. Like, they were wonderful themselves. Like, a lot of those kids there inspired me, so I can't take too much credit for how they were able to make it through.
And you're still playing a lot of hoops?
Unfortunately, no. I was forced into retirement.
Same. I mean, I it was bad coaching. I mean, I feel like just with a better coach, I could have advanced.
You just wouldn't have ridden the bench so long. Coach could have put you in.
You know what? I'm with him, actually. I could see the potential.
You see? Right?
Yeah. Just the way you sit in that chair, I could see how you're moving gracefully. Oh, yeah.
He's an elite runner now, so he's triumphed.
And that's most of the game, running.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. And you're a big fantasy football guy, I was told.
So yes, I also retired because I just couldn't find competition. I've reached out to Woj and some of the other guys at ESPN because I hear they have like a war room league, but they haven't gotten back to me yet.
So you got tired of winning is basically what happened?
Oh yeah, it's hard winning that much. Well, when Tom Brady's on later, ask him. Like it wears you down.
It gets boring.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about a three-time cancer survivor.
No, so let me see. There was the leg. I'm up to four now.
Four-time cancer survivor, and fantasy football wears you down. I mean, that says how difficult and how extensive that
is. Well, there's no Jimmy fund for fantasy football.
I was just going to say the emotional reciprocation that you get, the boost that the Jimmy fund provides. That they kept your spirits up, but there is no Jimmy Fund for fantasy football.
Exactly. Their focus is on cancer, and I can't say I disagree with them.
So far, and we're going to get an update on the tote board, but an hour into this, last we checked, $34,161 had been donated. And I've been asking those who you grew up here? Do you live your whole life here?
Yeah.
Okay. Same. So I've been asking what it is about this city you think makes it so generous?
Well, that's a good question. I think, well, number one, like Boston itself, like in terms of the rankings, like we just do better for ourselves, like in terms of the average income, education, etc. And then we have a lot of things that connect us. Like, not for instance, sports connects a lot of people. We have we have the Red Sox, we have the Patriots, we have the Celtics. There are a lot of things that, there are some things that divide us, obviously, but there's lots of things in the city that do unite us. And so I think when Boston people are on about Boston things, like, people tend to be generous because you can see your neighbor in that, your friend in that, your colleague in that.
It's really nice to meet you. I had heard a lot about you going into this, and I don't think that what I was told did you justice, because you're inspiring. You're really an inspiring person, and I give you a lot of credit for for where you are and what got you here right today. So,
thank you very much.
And for those who are thinking of giving, maybe a few words about Dana-Farber to wrap it up this morning, about kind of when somebody gives, when somebody takes the time out of their day this morning to text K-Cancer to 20222 or to call 877-738-1234 and make a donation, or to become a monthly donor. You, as somebody who's fought the good fight, what does that do for you?
I can tell you both as a patient and as someone who's donated, I'm your inside man for anyone considering giving. It goes to helping kids who are going through cancer continue to smile. It goes through helping them continue to live. It goes to helping them have an easier time with something that is very difficult. I can tell you from experience, it all goes to helping the patients there get better and stay better.
That's right. Give someone else a chance to retire from fantasy football because they're just too good at the most impossible game. You're an inspiration, Kervin.
Thank you very much.
All right. Well, thanks for coming over this morning.
Thanks for having me.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.